We're doing some Avat Chesed, and we'll dedicate our learning to the Refuah Shleima of Leah Bat Esther Malka. Hashem should send her a quick recovery. We had learned last time that one of the ways of ensuring that a person will actually do kindness is that a person partitions part of his money for acts of kindness. And Chafetz Chaim continues and says, "V'yadati sheyachshov hakoreh benafsho mali leafrish al gmach ulehalvot befrotrot kederech gmach haneaseh b'chol ha'ir." I know that the reader says to himself, "Why should I separate money for loans for acts of kindness and give out loans like a kindness that's done throughout the city? Yoter tov shalveh lefi kochi levalebatim gvohim sach gadol bevat achat. Better I give big loans when someone needs a really big favor, then I'll do it for them." Shigam zoi mitzvah kaedu. Everyone knows that's a mitzvah too. Shigmnut chestu l'anim l'ashirim. Kindness is to the wealthy and the poor alike. So a person will say, why should I lend this guy $100 and that guy $100? When someone really needs a big loan to save his business, then I'll do it. Aval bemetu tot. But in truth, that thought is an error. Echad, firstly, shemitzvah ito l'alvot l'anim l'alvot l'ashir. It's a bigger mitzvah to give a loan to the poor than the wealthy. Kmo shamu chazal, as our sages said on the pasuk, im kesef talvet ani imach. The pasuk describes giving a loan, and the pasuk says when you give a loan to the poor, and our sages said the reason, the prime example of giving a loan is to the poor to teach us ani vashir ani kodem. If two people came to you for a loan, one is rich and one is poor, all other things being equal, the poor comes first. וכיוון שזה האיש לא השיג ידו רק להפריש 100 רוב לכסף מממנו על גמונות חסדים. And secondly, being that a person was, let's say, able to set aside 100 ruble to do kindness, אם ילווה זה 100 רוב לכסף לעשירים, if he gives that 100 rubles as loans to the wealthy, לא יהיה לו עוד מה להלוות לעניים. He won't have any left to lend the poor. ועוד, and furthermore, כבר אמר הכתוב, אם תבקשן לך כסף, אז תמין יראת השם. That if you want to know what it means to be a God-fearing person, you have to seek it out like money, like business. V'yadu me'inyan ha-mischar she-pidyon shu la-achadim she-titkavetz le-mea rub le-kesef olay ha-revach harbe yoter me-pidyon mea rub le-kesef b'fam echad. Everyone knows that if you could spread out your investments, if you could invest $2 here and $2 there and $5 here and $5 there, you can have a much bigger return. You know, that's the, what are they called? Mutual funds. Right? You could get a much bigger return than if you put all your 100 rubles in one place. And with what we're discussing too, when you do kindness with this money, and he gives each one a small loan, a person can perform with this money many, many more mitzvot. He could get hundreds of mitzvot every year. It's not that way. If you give one big loan to one person, you got one mitzvah. So then even if the guy pays you back and you give another big loan, how many mitzvahs will he get through the year? You gave out 5 loans, assuming you get the money back in time. 6 loans. But if you give many small loans, then you end up having a much bigger mitzvah because you've helped many, many more people, so you have many more mitzvot.